What's up, everybody? I'm Mo.
It's your boy, Gabza here.
And welcome to the Got It All Covered podcast. Yes, sir. Music. And on today's episode, you know, we're going to be, you know, we're not going to be doing any reviews. We're going to be doing a bit different. We're going to be doing some hot takes. We're going to be reacting to some statements that might rile people up, might rub people the wrong way. But yeah, we want that. We want that. And yeah, on today's episode, what's our first hot take?
Bro, this one, like you said, you want people to get riled up, bro. This is it transcends generations. Travis Scott has a better 2010s discography than Slim Shady Eminem.
And you know what, this is quite a risk. Hey, just like literally just even like talking about Eminem
Same category as Travis Scott.
You know, some people
Eminem, the rap god.
He's the rap god. He is the rap god. But now the Eminem fans must relax. In terms of his output in the 2010s, if we were to look at like overall, obviously Eminem would have the ace, no question. But in terms of in the past decade, I don't know. I would say, since the 2010s, I mean, 2010, he dropped Recovery, he dropped the Marshall Mathers LP 2, he dropped Revival, he dropped Revival, he dropped Kamikaze, and Music to be Murdered By, along with its deluxe version, and yeah, and Travis Scott
has a classic, a 2010s decade classic in Astroworld.
Astroworld, yeah, that one is quite, it's up there as one of the best hip hop albums of the past decade. Of the last decade, definitely.
Babes in the Trap, singing McKnight, and his debut album, Rodeo.
Rodeo, that was, yeah. I wouldn't say it was his best, but then like I'd say for a debut album, it did pretty good. It had a few good hits.
True, there. Antidote was getting sung all over the world.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. So I'd say,
I agree as well.
I think, you know, I would say it's a fair shout. I would say it's a very fair shout because, I mean, after Marshall Mathers LP2, we all know that Revival was, oh my gosh, it was a stinker. It was a real stinker.
The Beyonce feature didn't help too, bro. That should say something.
Walk on water, but I ain't Jesus. You know, I love Slim Shady. I love Slim Shady. He is one of the reasons why I listen to hip hop today, you know, but you know, he just hasn't really been, you know, he's recent, like honestly, like I'd say Kamikaze was a lift in terms of like output. It was better than Revival. True. But you know, that one he was just dissing the whole industry, so I don't know, that was that one was more of like a diss track kind of album. And Music to be Murdered By, it's a bit iffy for me. So I'd say with Astroworld, Astroworld is freaking amazing. It's awesome. And
it's a fun album.
It's a really fun album. And
the fact that Eminem can't pin anything against Astroworld from his 2010s discography just finishes that take that we have just had.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Moving on to the next, this is more recent. First Class by Jack Harlow is one of the worst songs of the year, but somehow it's still number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Jeez, you know, I would see, yo.
I laughed when I saw this, bro. I laughed. I literally laughed because it's not the worst song of the year. It's not one of the worst songs of the year.
I mean, I think we've seen that there are worse songs, way too sexy, that have made it to the heights of the Billboard charts. You know, I mean, there have been artists that I'd say First Class, although it does sound, you know, I don't know. I feel like with First Class, it is helped by the fact that it sampled a classic song from the 2000s, which is Glamorous by Fergie. So I think because of that, you know, obviously nostalgia plays a big part in music nowadays. Not even in music, in everything that we do. In movies, we see it in TV shows, we see it, everything is being revived. into like old TV shows are being revived, old movies are being remade, and music, everyone is doing samples of old tracks. So, and I mean, samples have always been a mainstay in music. I wouldn't say that's, but then I'd say, I don't know, first
it's
class.
It's not the worst, bro. It's a catchy song. Okay, and it seems like deep hip hop fans hate catchy songs. I don't know why. They always want lyrical shit all the time, bro.
I'd say lyrical.
And it's not like that. I don't think Jack Harlow put this out so that it can be in the conversation of best rap song.
No, I think he just wanted to release a good song, and that's exactly what he did. So yeah. I'd say, I think that one is a bit fair. That one is a bit fair.
And now we're looking at, bro. This one, guys, listen to this. J. Cole's 2014 Forest Hills Drive is another album that's a classic, but mostly due to its hits and nostalgia. The album itself is not impressive.
Nah. Oh.
Bro.
Whoa. Nah. But actually, no, I'm joking. No, I'm kidding.
We can't even entertain this, bro. The fact that we're entertaining this, we're just trying to put it all out there to the music fans that this is untouchable, bro. This is an immortal album. This album shaped. It's bro. We don't understand the impact of this album alone, bro.
Yeah. Okay. No, I can't even argue. That's true. I think Forest Hills Drive is just one of those albums that you always go back to. I think its replay value is up there with one of the best of the 2010s.
True.
You know, if of the century, I'd say like that. It's one of those albums that you can literally go back to and just listen to it for the very first time, and you can listen to it like literally after listening to it 10 times,
yeah.
And listen to it the 10th time and just like, wow, this is. I think that's. That's a far cry. I think that's a bit crazy.
True,
I
bro.
Think
you know. I look at 2014 Forest Hills Drive. I know this might be exaggerative, but I look at it somehow as this decade's Illmatic by Nas.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
wow,
the impact that it had, because Nas had a few features on his Illmatic, but this one, J. Cole tackled this all alone.
On
guys.
His own. On
all
his
alone. Own. Love Yours. Note to Self, A Tale of Two Cities, bro. I could go on all alone. This man did this masterpiece alone.
Yeah. No, I think this one is a hard take, but it's a bit far fetched. I'd say there's not a lot of people who are gonna share the same sentiment with this. So I'd say this is way too far fetched. Yeah, this is no.
To top it all off, No Role Models. Went diamond, 10 times platinum without a music video.
That's
crazy. We're done, bro.
Finished, no, hey, no, done, I mean, that, yeah.
Hey, and this one, we're taking it back to South Africa, bro.
Okay.
It says two goats can definitely coexist, but if you had to choose, Mr. Private School himself, Kelvin Momo, or the king of Ambiano, Gabzada Small.
I'd say that with Kelvin Momo and Gabzada Small, I think Gabzada Small has cemented himself as a legend of the game already. I think he's only been in the game for,
2018.
Since 2018, I think that's mainstream. when he got into the mainstream. I think he's really cemented himself as a great, I think he's changed the game in a big way. But Kelvin Momo still has his audience. As you said, private school.
He owns that.
Like literally, like he has his sound, and no one is close to his sound. I'd say like if we were to take the two and just like pound like, the if
no disrespect to Jaivani, Kelvin has it. Kelvin has it. No disrespect to Jaivani, the founder and the one that kickstarted the private school movement, but Kelvin Momo has that line. And bro, these guys have two classic albums.
True.
On themselves.
True.
The KOA series, Momo's Private School, Ivy League. That would be an interesting head-to-head to have.
That would be a very interesting head-to-head. That's something that we might just do actually. But Hey, I'd say Cubs at a Small, Calvin Momo. I'm gonna go Cubs at a Small for me. I'd say I'm a big fan of Calvin Momo. I think one of my best songs of the past 5 years have been by him. I'd say, but I'm gonna go Cubs at a Small. I think he's made himself a heavyweight of the industry in a very short time. So I'd say not.
No, I think versatility takes this one.
Yeah.
Because Momo is in one line, while Gabza can do private school, can do Skija, can do anything. He has a rap song, bro. It's crazy, bro. What this guy can do, bro. It's crazy, bro. So I go with the Small too, bro. And now these coming ones are more hip hop. We're going back to hip hop now, and you know, we're looking at the heavyweights of the last decade, bro. We already touched on J. Cole, and we're looking at one of his albums, his latest offering. The Off Season by J. Cole has more replay value than Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers by Kendrick Lamar.
Okay, these are two mega heavyweights in the game right now. We know Jermaine Cole. And Mr. K-Dot, Mr. Kung Fu Kenny. I'd say, you know, I think the fact that Mr. Morale came out just a few months ago, so obviously it's still fresh in our heads right now.
Yeah.
And with Mr. Morale,
track list there, bro. I got the Off Season right here, and we know My Life, 21 Savage, J. Cole, they don't miss, bro. That's Kyrie Irving and LeBron James. But pride is the devil. J. Cole, Lil Baby. We're talking about replay value here. For me, we're looking at these albums. The rap performance on this one is better than on Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
That's a hot take in itself. Really?
The rap performance. I'm looking at this as an MC. J. Cole brought different cadences, bro. He was all over the place.
And Kendrick didn't. And Kendrick did. Oh, that's a bit crazy, bro.
J. Cole was all over
the place. N25.
95 South. 95. That's the intro. That's the intro. 95 South. That's the intro. Those bars on that song, bro.
Nah, bro. the hot part 5. That's also something.
Sing it.
But it's a part of the song. No.
It's a single. No, okay, we can't edit.
Why can't we edit?
It's a single.
But it's a part. But it's
we're looking at the album right now.
But is it not a part of the album? Is it not part of the album? The hard part 5. It is a part of literally, you can check it here. The hard part 5, it is here.
Not on Apple Music. Why is it on Spotify?
Not on Apple Music. But now it's a debate between Spotify and Apple Music. You see now. Honestly, I feel like recency, but
we'll have a different debate where we head to head these two albums. But right now we're talking about replay value.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Let's get back to. I would say Mr. Morale has more replay value. I feel like the Off Season, although it was a good offering, it wasn't his best, and there aren't that many songs that I will go back to. Okay, Pride is the Devil, My Life. I always go, but then after that,
it didn't have those commercial hits, it didn't have those slappers, bro. That's what I'm saying. The MC performance here was one of J. Cole's best.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I'm looking at an aspect of this album. I'm not saying all the songs. When you talk about songs, we're adding an artist performance, the content, the production, and everything.
Okay,
you know, but the MC performance, I feel like this was near perfect, bro. Like the bars that this guy hit on the song. On this album, bro.
I think you need to listen to Mr. Morale one more time.
I did listen to it. This is recent, bro. Okay, Kendrick. He was not in Kung Fu Kenny zone.
And Vele, he didn't need to be. He was in Mr. Morale and Big Steppers, but he still gave us a classic.
A classic.
This is a classic album. This is a classic.
Guys. That guy smoking cigarettes, that...
this This is a classic album. I don't understand what he's on about, dude. This is obviously people. Obviously people are gonna say that, oh, because you know Mr. Merrill didn't make any waves on the commercial spot because it didn't
do well.
That.
It's a good album. It's not a classic. Man. It's a good album, not a classic, bro. When we're looking at replay value, I feel like we're gonna look at this on both sides. If you wanna, if you are a deep hip hop fan who appreciates lyrical hip hop, this one, you're gonna appreciate this one more. Okay, this is Kendrick being more versatile, you know, because there's songs like Die Hard, you know, songs like Mirror, songs like Silent Hill, more trappy, N95 more trappy, which we don't see Kendrick dabbling in them in that section a bit more. I feel like the replay value goes with Kendrick on this one more than the off season. But we're still gonna have that debate which album is better, along with Certified Lover Boy. For all the lover boys out there, we're gonna have that debate. We're gonna have a big three where we compare all the legends of the game from the past decade. And yeah, it'll be interesting, man.
Definitely.
Just talking about replay value, but we got too carried away, man. And this is a preview for what's gonna be happening on that debate, on that big three debate. K-Dot, Kung Fu Kenny, Compton's Chosen Son, surpass Drake and J. Cole with Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers?
Commercially... No. Commercially,
we're
no.
not talking about
my man, no. Let me finish. Artistically, yes, he did. Yes, artistically, he did. Artistically, I'd say that this offering is nothing that Drake or J. Cole have ever done. Because this album gave us vulnerability, it gave us a different aspect, it gave us a different side. I'd say, artistically, it yes, 100%. And you know, I'm waiting for it. Give it to me, what you wanna say? But I'm gonna say yes, artistically, yes.
Was it ever a question though? The concept of this episode is hot takes, bro. You just stated the obvious, bro. We know Kendrick Lamar is the better artist from all these guys, bro. To Pimp a Butterfly, you know, that's where he took the lead in that. He stood up, you know, and told them that, nah, bro, when it comes to rap and artistry, there's levels to this thing. We know J. Cole, yeah, I feel like he's the only one from these three that can go bar for bar with Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yeah, with pen to paper. But... surpass, bro.
But then that's the thing that can be interpreted in so many ways. When surpass, you say surpass, that could be that's very it's not very specific, because like surpass, it could mean like surpass in what way though? Like that's why I'm saying artistically
surpass, it's simple, bro. Who's on top of the game? Who's on top of the
But then
game?
I get a pillar now when we're saying on top
on
of the game.
On top of the game, bro. Who's on top of the game?
Obviously,
when
obviously.
We talk hip hop, which name comes to your tongue?
But first? Obviously, okay, some who's commercial. I'm getting better commercial
we're
success.
We're not talking about commercial success, bro.
But then obviously that's. But okay, right now, when we talk about who's at the top of the game, we're gonna say Drake. We're gonna say Drake right now. Yes, Drake.
That's what this is saying. Surpass, bro. Is Kendrick on top of Drake at this moment? Okay. We're looking at everything. He's not.
Okay.
He's not, bro. It's still a long race to run, like Drake did say.
It's not a long race. But you're saying as if the gap is this far. It's not that far.
That's not what I meant. You're misinterpreting me. I'm still saying it's a long race to run for these three guys. Because they're still going hard, bro. These guys are still at the top of their game.
Definitely.
Bro. They're
definitely.
Still at the top of their game.
100%.
But I feel like on the podium at this moment, Drake is still standing on the top, bro.
Then after Honestly Nevermind, it's a bit shaky, though.
It's a bit shaky. That's why he must, you know.
Yeah.
He must. What if Kendrick drops a surprise album? You know?
But for the fact that, okay, all right. I mean, I would say, did he surpass? I would say... Not at this moment, no. He didn't surpass them. But, hey, man, I don't know. As you said, they're at the top of their game right now. You know, anything could happen. You know, Drake could, you know, drop another
Scary
one.
Scary Hours 3 coming soon.
You know, yeah. You know, like, anything could happen. Yeah, but, okay, Mina, did he surpass? No, he didn't surpass them, no. Let me just say that then. But, you know, that is open to interpretation depending on how you see it, but
right yeah, now, it's true. You touched on artistry. That was never a debate, bro.
Okay.
That was never a debate. When we go commercial success, we know who's on top. We don't even need to get into that. The perform, well, how can I put it? When MC, the MC part of it, Drake and J. Cole can still go head to head, bro.
For sure.
But on who's on top of the game at the moment, I feel like at this moment, I feel like it's open, bro. I feel like we still need to see these guys go the long way. And Drake saying that I want to see who will transcend the decade the way Jay-Z did, the way not necessarily. We will have a conversation about that. The way Slim Shady did from the 90s to the 2000s, he wants to see
who will be
at the top.
Yeah.
And I must say, at this moment, in this decade, Kendrick Lamar is in the lead, bro. Kendrick Lamar is in the lead. When we're talking about this decade, Drake needs to bring back his Nothing Was the Same, if you're reading this too late game.
Yeah, true.
To get back, to keep his place at the top, keep his place at the top, because Kendrick Lamar is coming, bro.
Yeah, true.
And yeah, man, those are our hot takes.
It was a bit heated at the end, but you know, we still friends, we still cool, we still bros. So yeah. that's what we want to talk about. That's what we like. You know, if you guys have hot takes, please, you know, put them down in the comment section. Yeah. You know, tell us what you think. And yeah, man, hopefully we'll be doing this. We'll be doing hot takes for the sports. So check that out. That'll be coming soon. But yeah. That was musical hot takes, and yeah.
And yeah, man, I got one to leave for the fans.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, Rihanna. Who's had a better career, bro? Who's had a better career? That would be interesting. We planned on doing that.
We planned, true.
You know?
True.
Because we want to dabble into pop
more, music as well.
Because
we got
it all covered.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, man, those were the hot takes. Let us know what you think. If they were fire, if they were cold, if there were some that were absurd, if there were some that left you feeling, if there were some that
made me feel like, huh?
Yeah. So yeah, bro, that's it for this episode.
So yeah, please, you know, please make sure to subscribe. Please subscribe. Please share. Please comment. And yeah, man, we have a sports channel, as aforementioned. We have a sports channel, so please, check that out. You know, if you're a sports fan. But from us at the GIAC family,
we got it
all covered.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.